Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we're going to be doing this now every Tuesday at 8 a.m. We're going to be joined by Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette and now 93.7 The Fan. He's a co-worker now, Dorn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's with us on the hotline right now. Hello, Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, he's energetic. He's excited.
It's great to hear you. The co-worker, not even the guest. I guess the guest that is the co-worker.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm pumped about this, though.
Colleague, peer, and friend.
Yes.
Jason Mackey. Jason, you wrote about the change to Russell Wilson, and now, I mean, from my standpoint, hindsight is 20/20. They look like a totally different offense, a totally different team against the Jets on Sunday. One, are we making too big a deal about a dominant performance against a 2-5 football team? And if the answer is no, then question two is, are the Steelers a legit contender in the AFC, in your opinion?
I'm going to go with no and yes, Adam. I mean, yes, the Jets are dysfunctional a little bit at 2-5, but I don't see what the Steelers did as unique. I mean, I guess put another way, it's repeatable. I can expect Russell Wilson to play like that. I thought he was efficient with the ball. He involved George Pickens in the passing game. They threw downfield. They trusted him to make plays. They ran the ball effectively, which has happened 2 weeks in a row. They played good defense. They shut down the run. I believe those things can continue, forcing turnovers. Again, yes, you have to sort of bake into the stew that the Jets aren't the greatest team in the world, but at what point do we have to declare the Steelers a part of this thing? I'm comfortable doing that. 5-2, they're right there. I'm watching the Ravens last night. I mean, they're right there as well, but the number of teams that you can – confidently put ahead of the Steelers at this point, to me, you can count them on one hand easily.
How much better can they get underneath Russell Wilson from what you saw the other night? And we talked about this a lot throughout the last couple months and really last week. Can Russell Wilson elevate his receivers? Can he elevate the players around him? And he did. But how much better can they get from now until, let's say, even December?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Dorn. I mean, Jaylen Warren had the most explosive performance by far that we've seen out of anybody. I know that's not directly relative to Russell Wilson. Van Jefferson caught a touchdown. Calvin Austin had a key catch late in the game. Like, he can involve those guys more than he has. Darnell Washington becomes even more of a factor in the passing game. I like seeing the ball spread around. I like seeing the ball thrown to George Pickens, certainly, but getting those guys, those ancillary receivers involved, I think you can get a lot better in that respect. They're going to get Zach Frazier back here before too long. That's going to matter some on the offensive line. But to me, this offense, this team, I know it's just one game, but seemed to really respond differently, or respond well, however you want to put it, to Russell Wilson.
Jason Mackey joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jason, are the George Pickens woes now behind us? Do you think that he will get the ball enough to be a good soldier moving forward?
I hope so, man. I hope so. I wrote after the Dallas week that it was just getting tiring, which it was. I like what I saw in this one a lot. I thought it was interesting. Russell Wilson sort of divulged that he had a conversation with George Pickens after that Dallas week about staying with it and staying positive, trusting the process. I hope it was a growth moment for George. I mean, look, in the fourth quarter, he's blocking downfield. He's engaged. And you know what? Like, I understand George's perspective of wanting to be involved. So get him involved. Get him involved. He's a terrific wide receiver. You know, throw those 50-50 balls up and count on him to make a play. I mean, no, he can't handle himself the way he has in the past on the sideline with teammates, blocking, etc. But, I hope and think that a corner was turned. I think the Steelers kind of have a recipe for how to manage George Pickens, which is fine. Throw it up to him early and often. Let him make plays. And I think Russell Wilson is cognizant of that. I think he's very much aware of what they need to do to get the most out of him.
Jason, the Penguins are 3-4 right now. What are some of the good, some of the bad through seven games that you've seen with the Penguins? They take on the Flames tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to be working on something a little bit later, Dorn, about the defense, and that's where I'll start with the bad. They have not defended well at all. A hallmark of Mike Sullivan's teams has been defending the slot, the area around the goal, and they've been abysmal with that. They've been abysmal giving up goals off the forecheck, scoring chances off the forecheck, high danger scoring chances. Like, basically any sort of tight, responsible defense you'd want to see, the Penguins have not done it. Tristan Jarry has not been good, but I would argue their problem is bigger than goaltending right now. It's defending a lot of their own ice and how they manage the puck. And so you can tear them down with that. I think there has been some good. Kevin Hayes has been a pleasant surprise. Lars Eller has been very good on the third line. Sid and Gino have been every bit what you'd expect. Drew O'Connor has added some ancillary scoring as well. I guess you could say depth scoring underneath the Stars, but they have to defend better. If this Penguins team can't play a more responsible brand of hockey, they're going nowhere.
Well, it's great then that they play Calgary, who's scoring 4 goals a game, and then Edmonton. Can the season get away from them in October?
Bad habits can be developed in October, and I guess that feeds into what you're saying, Adam. I mean, it is so incredibly long. So, I mean, they can claw their way back. Here's what I think is a fascinating sort of endpoint here. Not that I'm rooting for it, but what do you do? If they can't play a more responsible brand of hockey, if Mike Sullivan isn't getting through to them, if you're FSG or Kyle Dubas or whatever, you can't change all the players. The coach has been around. He's the second longest tenured coach in the NHL behind John Cooper from Tampa. Sooner or later, you have to look at it and say, all right, they're not responding to this guy. And I hate it because I think the world of Mike Sullivan. I think he is one of the best handful of hockey coaches in the NHL. And it would be extremely weird with him going to coach Team USA in the Olympics and all that stuff. But like, right now, for whatever reason, they're not listening to him. So, yes, I think the season can theoretically get away from them, although it's going to take more than a sample size that we've, you know, what, 7 games so far.
Jason, me and Adam are fans of this. And, you know, just looking around and hearing people talking about this, it seems like a lot of people aren't fans of this. And I wonder where you stand. Are you here for Yankees-Dodgers World Series?
No, I hate it.
See?
I hate it. I might not watch. Honestly, I think
really?
It's
wow.
Yeah. Dude, congratulations on all of your success. You spent like $300 million on your payroll, and that worked out. Great. You identified those huge talents such as Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, and you paid them a bunch of money because your TV network brings in an absurd amount of money relative to your competition. Really great job. I mean, I like some of what they've done. That's not to like intentionally, you know, bag on them, but I'm not entertained by it, man. MLB goes around thinking, sorry, you probably touched a nerve here with me, but you know, it goes around saying that there's like this parity in the game. And no, there's not. There's not. Like there's some small market teams who you know, Moneyball and small market baseball well, and then they get cast off to the side. And you've got the big spenders there left at the end. And I'm sorry, I've just got fatigue on seeing these teams. I would rather see there be more genuine parity the way there is in the NFL.
I mean, I agree with that, but you're telling me that you were more interested in Texas, Arizona than Dodgers, Yankees?
Yes.
Really?
100%. Wow.
100%.
Man.
I mean, maybe I'm unique. I root for something new. I'd rather watch the story that Texas had unfold than the same old with those two. If anything, Adam, I'm more intrigued by the Yankees just because it's been a little bit. It's been a little bit, but I like seeing teams like the Guardians who develop their own style, who, you know, can survive with the big boys while doing it differently. Like, I don't know. I don't see what you're telling me by, again, spending like $300 million on payroll, give or take 40, 50 million when other teams aren't required to spend any more than 80. And then you win. And then we act like it's some great dramatic thing. You should win. You better win. You're spending a crap load of money.
I come from a place of just being a scarred big-time Pirates fan. I don't want to see Cleveland win. I don't want to see Tampa win. I don't want to see Kansas City win. I don't want to see Milwaukee win. Dude, my small market team isn't getting it done, let the rich guys do it. Let the rich guys win because it just makes me sad when other teams do what the Pirates should be doing and then get rewarded for it. Honestly,
see,
you can make the flip side argument, which is to say, hey, look, those teams can, so you should. But because the Pirates can't, won't, haven't, I don't want to see anybody else do it. Just like I don't want to see Indiana win a college football playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Like if my team can't do it, I don't want to see your team do it. If my team's not the Cinderella, I don't want to see Cinderella. God, I'm a jerk.
You're filled with so much hate.
He is.
That's right.
Come on, brother.
Calm down, Jason. We have run out of time, but we do look forward to seeing your Penguins piece a little bit later that's going to point out why they suck so bad defensively. Thank you for your time, and we will talk to you next Tuesday at 8 a.m.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jason.
See you, buddy. It is a pleasure. Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette right here on 93.7 The Fan. Got a text here from a Brooklyn area code saying, Jets gave y'all free game because Aaron sucks. Sorry, not sorry. Does that make you feel better? Does that make you feel better, Jets fan? A, thank you for listening. Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Secondly, okay, your team sucks. Your quarterback sucks. Great.
Right.
You feel better?
Right.
I want to talk about that a little bit coming up next. Like, are we overreacting to beating a 2-5 team? We'll get into it. We'll talk a little bit about the World Series there too. I think that's a good question. Like,
That's what I want to see.
Is USC good at football this year? I don't think so.
No.
But when they play Penn State, I watch because it's a helmet game.
Right.
Like, is
Colorado good? I don't know. I don't think so. But I watch because it's Dion and they have a lot of hype around them.
Yeah, they're a brand now.
They're a brand. Hey, I want to see brands.
When the NCAA, hell, we'll just do it now. When the NCAA tournament starts, it's all about upsets. But when we get to the Final Four, I'm sorry. I want to see Kansas. I want to see
North Carolina
Duke. And Duke and Villanova.
Same. Like, I'm with you.
And I think most people agree with that. Like, Yankees Dodgers does it for me. I would have preferred Yankees Mets because, like, come on now, the hate, Subway Series. But Yankees Dodgers gets blood pumping. It just does.
Yep.
Agree, disagree, questions, comments, concerns, 412-928-9370. You can text in, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Have a Steelers question that a ton of people have brought up on the text line and on Twitter today. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. And we'd like to talk to you about it via the phones at 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think the Steelers are a contender in the AFC? We'll get to that coming up as well. But we have touched a nerve, and you have touched a nerve, Doran, telling the world that we are interested in the Yankees-Dodgers World Series. A lot of the texters disagree bigly. Bigly disagreeing here.
Bigly.
Very upset that we would have that take. Look, man, my team ain't in it. I never seen my team in it. Some of you are old enough to have seen the Pirates win the 79 World Series and cognizantly remember the early 90s. And we all should remember what happened in 13, 14, and 15, but I never saw my team in a World Series. It doesn't bring me any joy when a small market team wins, and it doesn't intrigue me when a small market team is there. It depends on the team, but, I mean, would I be more interested in Guardians Dodgers?
No. No. No.
It wasn't going to do it for me.
No. I mean, I could see why that you're upset about the whole payroll discussion. Like, that to me is separate than the World Series in a way, because now I get to see good on good or great on great. I get to see Shohei and Aaron Judge. I get to see Soto and Mookie Betts. You know, I get to see, you know, some of the other players, I mean, on the Yankees. I get to see, you know, Freddie Freeman, the big time. I get to see the players that have been playing really good. I know they got paid a lot of money to facilitate these teams, but I get to see good on good and players that I know, honestly.
Yes.
That's really what it comes down to. I know half of the lineup on each team.
And you're always going to. And it does underscore the have-not thing in Major League Baseball, no doubt. We knew that already. Like, you don't even need to know who it is. It's Dodger Blue versus the Pinstripes.
Yeah.
And the numbers are going to be through the roof on this thing. And maybe that's part of the problem, but Major League Baseball didn't care. I mean, how many big-time Major League Baseball writers this week tweeted out something along the lines of, this is exactly what Major League Baseball wants. Yeah, of course. Of course it is. And it's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's always going to be. You're not going to have a salary cap. Ain't happening. Ain't happening. It's never going to happen. So we could opine for it. We could ask for it. You're never going to see it. Not in our lifetimes. Quite the defeatist attitude, but that's reality. 412-928-9370. A reminder, PetFest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th, Rockwell Park in the East End, right next to the East End Co-op, so it's easy to find. There's tons of free parking. Event runs 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's this Sunday. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, animal shelters, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, or you can join in the blessing of the pets at 9:30 a.m. Pet Fest brought to you by Point Breeze Veterinary Clinic, Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman, and EV True Value Hardware. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. Are we overreacting to the Steelers beating up on a 2-5 team, Doran? because things have been rosy around here. It was as upbeat a Steelers Monday as we've had probably since we've been doing the show. Like, there's not a lot of flaws. Not a lot of flies in the old ointment. Okay, Broderick Jones didn't play great. Okay, Russ in the offense got out of the gate slow. Okay, Aaron Rodgers had some success early. Breece Hall, catch and run. Yeah, they're 2-5. Are we overreacting to this?
I don't think so. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. Not Aaron Rodgers prime, but a guy can still throw the football really well and still can play quarterback. I'm not overreacting because I think that this is a high-powered offense. They're just not a good football team. I think that they have a lot of talent, and the Steelers figured out a way to hold them to 15 points. Breece Hall, it looked like in a short period of time that Breece Hall was going to be the reason why the Jets won this football game, and the Steelers weren't going to be able to stop them, and they figured out a way to stop them. I mean, you had Garrett Wilson on the other side, and you had Davante Adams. They have a lot of weapons that are explosive if they really want to be, and the Steelers figured out a way to stop that and slow that down. On defense, I know they had some guys out, but Sauce Gardner was still – he's still one of the best corners in the league. Pass rush is good. Steelers figured out a way to put 37 on him. I don't care about the head coach situation. To me, that was a non-factor because Aaron Rodgers is the head coach. I don't care about the offensive coordinator situation of Nathaniel Hackett being demoted and Todd Downing being the offensive coordinator because Aaron Rodgers is the offensive coordinator. So, like, I don't think we're overreacting. I don't think the Jets are really as bad as the record says.
I would agree with that. They were also a 2.5-point favorite. And how many times do the Steelers lose to a team they're not, quote-unquote, supposed to lose to, and so that becomes a Tomlin loss?
Right.
Well, now they beat the snot out of two teams back-to-back that good teams beat the snot out of. This wasn't get by the skin of your teeth. You didn't find a way to lose either of these football games. You put up 32 and you put up 37. They don't do that last year. No, last year they lose to the Patriots at home.
Yep.
With who was the quarterback? Bailey Zappi?
Yes.
Come on now. They lose to the Indianapolis Colts last year. I realize they've done that this year. They got their doors blown off last year by Indianapolis. They lost to Arizona last season. They had another bad loss in there to the Cleveland Browns. And DTR got their offensive coordinator fired. That's what average, below average, bad football teams do, is they lose to all those aforementioned teams. This year's Steelers, you would like to see them beat Dallas. You would like to see them beat Indianapolis. Well, last 2 weeks, they've taken care of business against teams that now you can argue they should have taken care of business against.
Yep.
That's growth. Last season, it was, well, look at their point differential. That was the big thing back in 2020 when they were 11-0. They're 11-0, but their point differential is not that great. The other shoe's going to drop. Well, now they got the second-best point differential in the AFC. It feels to me like they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Maybe people want to see more. Okay, if that's the case, what do you need to see so that it's not just, quote-unquote, one game that we're overreacting to? 412-928-9370. Are we positively overreacting to the Steelers' victory over the Jets? And if so, what do you need to see to buy into this team as a real contender? 412-928-9370. Open phone lines. We'd love to talk to you about this, and we'll do just that coming up next. Are we overreacting to the Steelers' victory over the Jets? Dorn and I were very impressed. They beat up on the Raiders as well. I keep wanting to call them Oakland, man.
I know, it's tough.
It's a speed bump every single time. Do you believe that the Steelers are for real? Or are we overreacting to one victory over an aged Aaron Rodgers and company? 412-928-9370. Here's a good text, because there's reasoning behind this. This is Zach from Duquesne. I can't take the team seriously until we get a legit number two wide receiver, because now that people have seen Russell Wilson and George Pickens together on tape, the game plan is going to be to take him away. Yeah, I can buy that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, we've talked about how Russ should only get better. He was rusty early on in the game, but the Jets never really adjusted to the George Pickens thing. He just had one guy on him the entire game, and a lot of the time, actually, it wasn't even Sauce Gardner. What do you think? 412-928-9370. We have no names on the caller, so we're flying blind. Caller one, you're on the air. Hello, what's your name?
Hey, this is Paul from Pittsburgh.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, you know, Steelers, they look great. I don't think we're overreacting to that one game. But as you know, the NFL is a week-to-week league. Here's what I want to see. I want to see beat up on the Giants, and then let's look at this AFC North. You know, the Browns, Bengals, Ravens. I think if we can go 3-0 there, I mean, the only real test looks to be the Ravens. I think then we're going to be hot. We're going to get hot. Maybe we'll find a second big-time receiver by then. And if we could go 4-0, I mean, I'm kind of taking the Giants for granted. I think we're going to be looking good riding high into the final stretch.
Paul,
I'll stop talking and see what you guys have to say.
Paul, are you a coffee guy? You sound like a coffee guy.
I'm high-energy guy.
You sure are.
Yes,
he is. I'm high-energy. I'm driving to work. I work for Comcast. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing to say. But I'll tell you what. I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm be going to the game on Monday night. And I don't know. I'm starting to feel that little swagger again with Russell.
I think Paul's going to do the thing here, Doran. I think he's going to do what the guy yesterday wouldn't do. Paul, I want you to pick up what I'm putting down. Are you ready for this?
What's up?
I got a feeling.
Well,
hey, did the same thing.
Yeah, the same
David
thing.
Paul.
I don't think anybody knows. Is that a real thing, though?
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's a real thing.
I've never heard that before until you
what
said it.
What are you talking about? You've never heard
I've
that
never
before.
I've never heard anybody say it that way.
I've got. How do you hear it said?
For the record, I've never heard that.
What?
Never
heard
it. Never heard anybody utter those words.
I've got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. You never heard that?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Never.
No, sir.
You're both from Pittsburgh.
Never heard it.
What?
I've heard it. Here we go.
Clearly, like, clearly two callers have never heard it either.
No, they just don't know how to act.
All right, let's see the next one, though.
Tim, Browns. Tim, talk some sense into these guys.
First off, how do you not ever hear Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl?
I've heard that. I've heard Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. I never heard that. I got a feeling. I've never heard that part.
I'm born 76. I've heard it a million times. But anyway, that's
go,
not what
Tim.
I want to talk about.
All right, what do you
want
to talk about?
What I got to say, I don't think there's so much that we're all hyped up on that win, which, well, we are, but I think it's that we actually watched our offense do a little bit of dominating for the first time in two seasons.
That's how I'm feeling, Tim. Now, I will say this, and thank you for agreeing with me and for the call. If the Steelers lose to the Giants, the feel-good's gone.
It's gone. I mean,
it's totally gone.
You have to win.
You have to win. And I agree with the previous caller. You have to win impressively.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're building to something here. Mike Tomlin, when he fired, or they fired, I don't think he did, but when they fired Matt Canada last year, Tomlin said, we need to engineer victory more fluidly. You bench your quarterback at 4-2 because good's not good enough. You're trying to be, and I'll use Mike Tomlin's words again, that team. Well, you know what that team does? They kick the dog crap out of an awful Giants team. And the Giants defense has been okay up until Saquon was running wild. Whoa, that looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that quarterback shouldn't move the ball on you, and you should put up points again. You should wear them down, and you should look like the significantly better football team. If you don't, then yeah, I could see people going back, and I would go back too on the way I'm feeling right now. 412-928-9370. Jim in Monroeville, hello.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. No, I've never heard anybody say it. I got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
What is going on?
I've never heard that. I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, so look, guys, I think we're reacting just fine to this win. I mean, the second half, we beat this team 24-0. I can't remember the last time the Steelers have dominated like that. So I think the reaction in Pittsburgh right now is normal. And, yeah, I'm looking for another 30-burger on Monday night versus the Giants. They got to whoop the Giants. We're a better team. So, yeah, we need another big victory.
Thank you for the call. I wasn't listening at all, Jim, because I got a YouTube clip of 1974 Steelers fans at Three River Stadium going, I got a feeling Pittsburgh going to the Super Bowl. Let's go! What the hell?
I've never heard that.
That's an unbelievable blind spot.
I've never heard that.
Someone just texted in. It's as famous as Permanis.
Mm. Clearly not.
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
Ask anybody that's 30 or younger if they've ever heard that.
Oh, you just draw the cutoff at 30
I'm
or
just
younger.
Saying.
These are the same people that would rather go meet a significant other playing Pokemon Go and walk off a cliff because they're not keeping track of their surroundings.
I mean, 30 or, I mean, this was 74?
That's right. You knew about gray face masks.
Because I seen
them. The whole thing got hijacked here. Someone says they're 32 and they've heard it.
They just did. That's why. Because you played it.
I might quit today.
There's 100% more people that haven't heard it than have.
The text line would disagree.
They don't know anything.
That's just very weird. I've grown up doing this my whole life.
The people texting you that know it are T9 texting you right now. It took them 87 minutes to text that.
The most unrealistic scene in movie history is The Departed when What's-His-Face is in his pocket with his flip phone, T9 word texting some dude, no phones. My man, you ain't T9, you ain't blind T9 texting anybody.
No chance.
God, how we used to live.
Callus doesn't know that.
Callus doesn't know jack about bleep.
I know that you're not nice, and sometimes you're a moron.
Are we overreacting to the Steelers thumping of the New York Jets? 412-928-9370. We'll take more of your calls coming up next. I think the vibes are high. Hey, we didn't get a single negative call yesterday. A couple people said Russ wasn't super sharp. He's underthrowing dudes. But really, it was a day of celebration. But then today, for whatever reason, getting hit on the text line with, it's the Jets, relax. It was the Raiders, relax. Where do people come down? 412-928-9370. We'll hit on a couple of big NFL storylines coming up next as well as we go around the league. I think our friend Ryan Scarpino, formerly a Steelers PR, is listening to the show. He tweets, listen, I get it. The vibes are good. It feels different than past years. Still 10 left to play. It's a long season. Vibes don't win postseason games. Okay, fair enough. But if Justin Fields started and you win like 16-13, you're happy they won, but we do a totally different show yesterday.
Yes.
Difference good.
You can see how they could win.
Yes.
That's all I have to say to Scarpino. You can see how they could win, and that gives you good vibes.
You got to throw
it. It's
not
that hard.
No, I mean, how long have we talked about the zigging, everyone else is zagging, and you need to throw. Well, now they show a semblance of a passing game.
Right.
And, well, it can't just be about vibes. Come on now. Mm-hmm. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I promise the phone lines have exploded. We will get to your calls coming up at 9 o'clock. Are we overreacting to the Steelers' victory over the Jets? 412-928-9370. But that music is being played for a reason, and that's because we're going around the league, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. I am fascinated to hear your thoughts on this, Doran. So Tua Tagovailoa is going to play again this year, and he held a weird press conference yesterday. Weird, in my opinion, because everyone's projecting their own sensibilities onto this guy. Like, are you going to wear a guardian cap? And he says, no. And I saw a lot of, like, Twitter think pieces out there. This guy needs to set a better example. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's his decision. At least that's how I view it. I'm interested in how you view it.
No, it's his decision. I mean, if he feels like he doesn't want to wear it, and, you know, I was thinking about the guardian cap yesterday.
Yeah.
Because one of the tackles for the Buccaneers was wearing one, and a couple players do wear one. And I'm like, you know, does that really protect? Maybe it does kind of, you know, take the edge off a little bit. But, I mean, as an offensive lineman, you're using your face mask. You're using kind of like the bottom part of your forehead to really initiate contact. And that's what does cause concussions. Like, are the guardian caps really protecting you from that? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't wear one, even if I had as many concussions as Tua. But it's his decision. And he, you know, he knows his body, I guess, as well as, you know, better than anybody.
Absolutely. For all the people calling for him to retire, he said that football is the thing in life that brings him joy. Like, I would advise anybody I know to quit smoking, but if they enjoy it, and they tell me I'm going to keep doing it because I'm going to die anyhow, I'll say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to judge you. I wouldn't do it. But if it's what you like, you're your own individual.
Right.
Like, a lot of judgment coming out against Tua for wanting to play the game that he loves. Okay, if he winds up being in a bad way 20 years, 30 years, 40 years from now, okay, he's the only one who's having to live with it, mm-hmm. not you,
right.
not the observers of football.
Right.
So I just kind of thought and think that the dialogue around Tua is kind of broken. If he knows the risks. No one knows the risks better than him. Are people calling for DeMar Hamlin to stop playing? He had another interception this weekend, by the way. And he's playing really good football this season for the Buffalo Bills. Jaden Daniels listed, Doran, as week to week. You say rib injuries are tough.
They are, especially for quarterbacks.
I wonder if we'll see him. I don't think he's going to play this week. I think they have a game 2 weeks from now. So the Steelers game is 3 weeks from now.
Probably we'll see him.
Probably see him.
Yep.
He is so good.
He's really good.
He can run mm-hmm. like the wind.
Yeah, but if you hit somebody posted a clip of him in college and all the hits he's taken. And, like, I'm not saying he's fragile, but he's not the biggest guy. Like, if you hit him a couple times, you could slow him down.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He does look like a string bean. Like, Lamar Jackson this year looks thicker to me, and I think that was one of the things he wanted to work on this offseason, get bigger, stronger, right? Like, Lamar Jackson's a dude. Jaden Daniels, he needs to add some weight.
Yes. He looks like he's 22 years old, 21.
He can play the position without having to run as much, too. Like, he can zip that thing. He can kill you from the pocket. The legs are obviously a huge weapon. That part's never going to leave him. But if I were Washington, I would say just know when to get down.
Because
mm-hmm. when he got hurt, it was on a long run down the field.
Right.
Got caught kind of from behind and then got folded in half. It looked real ouchy. Real ouchy. And Deshaun Watson now officially out for the season. I'm kind of caught in between on these Cleveland fans cheering on it for it. Because, like, I think if you were someone in the crowd, let's just say, Browns fan, and you cheered, you better have been one of these people ripping the Browns when they made the acquisition.
Right.
But if you were rooting for this guy to have success with your organization, if you applauded the move, and then you cheered for him coming off the field whenever his Achilles exploded, I think that's rotten. Like, you can't pick and choose your morality. You either thought it was a bad idea for them to do it or not. And if you supported it then, you, I don't think, can cheer now. That's my thought on it. And I do think it's icky cheering for anybody who gets hurt.
Yeah, it is, for sure. But thinking about the Browns, I think they're going to be better now for it.
I do, like, too.
You know, and that should be something to monitor moving forward.
I think Jameis Winston is, without question, a better quarterback. I do think it's fascinating to see what they do. They got a lot of veterans on that team. They're not a young team. They wanted to win football. They wanted to be a Super Bowl champion.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go with DTR so that you have a better draft pick in April and you see what you got in that guy, I think you are going to lose the locker room totally. Play Jameis now if you're the Browns. If you lose games with Jameis, then you can go to the young guy. But you got to at least show those veterans, I think, that you're trying.
Do you have a first-round pick if you're the Browns, though?
I think they finally
do. They
do? I think so.
I thought this was the last year that they
might not.
If they don't, then you got to find your quarterback for next year, at least.
The Browns are poised to be back on the clock.
Okay.
Finally.
Okay.
Was it been 3 years?
Yep.
My God. All right, that was Around the NFL. Brought to you by Champ Tires. All brands in every size. Are the Steelers a contender in the AFC? Are we overreacting to their victory over the Jets? Do you need to see something more from this team before you buy in? 412-928-9370. Phone lines are jammed. We'll talk to you about it coming up next. Jason Lock and Four at the bottom of the hour. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, a high of 80.